Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, maybe you missed it. The day before yesterday was National Hot Dog Day. And did you know or do you care the average American will eat about 60 hot dogs every single year? Yeah, I'd say that's about right. Actually, between Memorial Day and Labor Day alone, Americans eat 7 billion hot dogs. National Hot Dog Council says it's important how you dress your dog. They say apply the wet first, like mustard. Never dress the bun, dress the dog. Then add the chunky onions or relish, and finally add your additional toppings like cheese or sauerkraut. This is making me hungry. Lay's just announced the finalists for their annual Do Us a Flavor contest, where they actually make and sell flavors of potato chips that people submit. The three finalists this go around: everything bagel, fried green tomatoes, and crispy taco. And they say they'll go on sale at the end of the month. Well, we all have our favorite sitcoms, and then there are these. The list of worst sitcoms of all time, according to The Wrap: Caveman, Harry and the Hendersons, Ferris Bueller, Yes, Dear, and After MASH. I do remember that. Went on for a couple of seasons, as I recall. Tabasco has just released their hottest sauce ever. It's called Scorpion Sauce, 20 times hotter than the original. They're selling it for a limited time online, and the first batch is already sold out. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Daily Mail says a new survey of 40% of people say they have a special phone voice, and women are more likely to use one than men. Main situations where people bust out their fake voice are business calls with clients and important calls with their bank. But plenty of people even use it when they're talking with their parents or significant others. I love it when I'm out and about and people will say, "Hey, Paul, use your radio voice." This is my radio voice. Study out that finds we're all hopelessly addicted to Facebook for one reason above anything else. It lets us silently judge our friends. Nah, I don't know about that. Researchers even find we're willing to put up with all the offensiveness and nonsense people are posting just for the sake of that one moment when we get to judge someone and maybe feel superior to them. That makes me want to delete Facebook altogether. Hey, how'd you like a 4-day work week? Well, new study out says that's basically what we have since we fritter away about a day a week doing nothing, checking personal email, browsing social networks, online shopping, and whatnot. Some companies actually block you from going to those sites. So that's where your phone comes in handy. 58% of people in the survey say they regularly use their phone to check sites that are blocked on their work computer. So are you living the American dream? There's a new survey out that surveys that. Things like whether you have a Netflix subscription, or whether you're able to buy gadgets every now and then, like new phones, whether you have steak once a month, free time to do leisurely stuff, like go on walks or bike rides. You own a big screen TV, have a fridge with an ice dispenser. Supposedly these things all mean that you're living the American dream, whatever. A couple of tropical storms firing up in the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. They're named Don and Hillary. Don's in the Atlantic, Hillary's off the coast of Mexico and the Pacific. And even though you might think it's a sly comment on last year's election, the Weather Service swears it's total coincidence. They say the names are picked at random on rotating lists every 6 years, and those two names just popped up. You know the age-old rhetorical question, does a bear poop in the woods? Well, apparently not necessarily if the bear lives in Wyoming. A guy in Jackson woke up to find a bear wandering around inside his home. He locked himself in the bathroom and called other family members who locked themselves in their bedrooms. The man said the bear left two poops in the house before wandering back outside. Oh, my. Embracing Hospice at Home, the 2017 Wine and Beer Tasting Benefit is coming up Saturday, August 5th, 6 till 9 p.m. at the Nolte Home on South Haven's South Beach Bluff on Monroe Boulevard. Enjoy wine and beer tasting, heavy hors d'oeuvres. There'll be a wine poll, silent biddings, and the opportunity to purchase a day of hospice care. Parking easy this year. Park at Hope Reformed Church, and they'll have a trolley to take you right to the Nolte Home. Tickets are flying out the door. $50 per person, 60 day of the event. Get them at 637-3825. Stop by the Caring Circle office in South Haven. Wolverine Hardware also has them, I'm told. Amazing event. Embracing Hospice at Home, Wine and Beer Tasting Benefit, Saturday, August 5th. News of the wild this morning. A tractor trailer had to use a mountain pass runway ramp last week outside of Durango, Colorado. Witnesses say the truck was careening down the highway, out of control, missed the first designated runway ramp, but did make the second. They say the truck hit the gravel ramp at 65 miles an hour and lost his load of 41,000 pounds of Bud Light beer. They say when they ran to help the driver, they were showered with a fountain of spraying beer. Insert that 100 barrels of beer on the wall song here. That's another week of the Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about this weekend? Email Paul at WCSY.com. Leave me a message on Facebook or Twitter, fax 637-2675, or feel free to drop things off here at the station. Even on the weekend, there's a drop box on the outside of the building. We're right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors in South Haven. And if you missed a show this week, you can catch up this weekend. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz always available at WCSY.com and on iTunes and Podcast America. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again on Monday. Make it a great weekend.